Masechet Nazir Daf Nun Chet. The Torah says that one may not round off the corners of his head, lo takifu pe'at roshechem. So that certainly includes a prohibition against cutting pe'ot. The question is, if someone shaves their entire head bald, then is that prohibited or is that okay? Is the prohibition only to make a round haircut, kind of like a monk? That's the problem. But if you shave your hair totally bald, then that's okay. Or is shaving bald prohibited? And it doesn't matter that you're shaving everything, you're also shaving your pe'ot. Okay, so that is a general machloket. And now what we're going to try to do is say that this discussion is dependent also, is parallel to a machloket between two baraitot. So lema hakafat kol harosh tana'ehi. Let's say that this issue of whether you can shave your hair head bald or not is a machloket between two Tanaim, the Tanu Rabbanan. Here is Baraita A. This entire daf is going to be all exegetical, and it's going to go back and forth between this Baraita and the next one. So we'll have to keep them straight. Baraita A says, Rosho. Ma tamod lomar, lefi shenemar lo takifu peat roshechem. Yachol af misoraken, tamod lomar rosho. Pasuk says, regarding a misora, that he has to shave all of his hair of his entire body, including Rosho Uzikano. And so the question is, why do you have to mention Rosho specifically if he has to, in any way, he has to shave all of the hair all of his entire body? So what does this come to teach? Because it says regarding everyone, the general prohibition, Lo Tekifu Pat Roshechem, that you cannot round off the corners of your head. So you might think Mesora also is not allowed to. And that's why he has to say Rosho, to specifically say, of course, yes, Mesora is going to shave all his hair of his body. When you get to his head and you're shaving it bald, you might think that this would be a problem. So therefore, Rosho comes to say that it's permitted. Okay, so we're learning from here that we're actually going to learn the general rule from here that Aseh Doche Lo Ta'aseh. The positive commandment of a misora, that he has to shave everything, overrides the prohibition against Rosho, the prohibition against rounding off the corners of his head. What we see from this baraita is that we need a derasha of Rosho, because even though he's shaving his hair totally bald, that would be prohibited. So according to this baraita, shaving bald is prohibited by the prohibition of shaving pe'ot. And that's why we need this to come say that it's permitted. And we'll also learn in general, ba'aseh v'doche lo ta'aseh. That's braita A. Now, braita B. V'tanya idach rosho ma'atamud lomad. Same question regarding a mesora. If he shaves his whole body, why do you have to say also his head? Levishenemar gabe nazir ta'ar lo yavo al rosho. Yachol af nazir mesora ken tamud lomar rosho. Oh, because regarding a nazir, if someone is a nazir and a mesora, then a nazir has two prohibitions, an aseh and a lo ta'aseh. Here it just quotes to ta'ar lo yavol al rosho, but we're going to need to know later that it actually is both. Here is the pasuk. Kol yemei neder nizro ta'ar lo yavo al rosho. Ad melot hayamim asher yazir kadosh yeh gadel pera se'ar rosho. So this says he has to let his hair grow. So we see from here both an aseh and a lo ta'aseh. So it would not be enough if we just knew that ba'aseh of mesora and doche lo ta'aseh, because here it has to override both an aseh and a lo ta'aseh. How would we know that? The prohibition of that mesora overrides a nazir prohibition and a mitzvat aseh against cutting his hair. That's why it has to say rosho. Okay, so now according to the second baraita, you see, we don't use rosho for the regular prohibition that applies to everyone to cut his pe'ot. Must be, he assumes, that shaving your entire hair bald is permitted. So my love, tana ehi, lemanda mar minazir kasavar hakafat kol roshila shema hakafa. According to the second baraita, that we use the word rosho to teach me that Mesora overrides Nazir, yeah, I need to override Nazir because there's a double prohibition and an aseh and a lo ta'aseh. But I don't need it for a regular person, a regular Mesora who's not a Nazir, because it's permitted to shave one's entire head. I only need it to override a lo ta'aseh and an aseh. Ve'idach, whereas the first baraita sabar, hakafat kol harosh shema hakafa, v'chi atakera limitche lav gereda, that shaving your entire head is a prohibition of shaving peot, and therefore I need the pasuk to teach me that the mitzvat aseh of a mesorah overrides the lo taseh that applies to all people. Okay, so good. So now we've set up this structure, right? We have these two baraitot, and they are arguing on this very question of whether one is allowed to shave his hair bald or not. But, and so this is possible, but in general, we don't like to pigeonhole a baraita to be only according to one or another opinion. So let's see if we can explain them both according to one shita or the other. Amar Rava dekule alma hakafat kol harosh la shema hakafa. So Rava says, no, in fact, according to both Tanaim, shaving the entire head is not a problem. It's permitted to shave one's entire head. V'chi atakera kegon shekif ul basof gileach. Kevan di ilu galche bechad zimna lamechayev, kikif ulbasof gileach nami lamechayev. Okay, if it's permitted to shave one's entire hair bald, so then why would I need the pasuk according to the first baraita? Oh, I need it for a case where first he shaved his peot, and then he shaved the rest of his head. So because he did it in that order, so I might think that it's prohibited. In other words, if you're going to shave your entire head all at once, that would be okay. But let's say I do this first. I do it in stages, and I cut my peot first. So cutting peot first is going to leave a rounded head, and that violates the prohibition. And that's why I need the pasuk to come and teach me that that's okay, right? Because since if I did it all at one shot, it would be permitted, and then because anyone can do that, anyone can shave their entire head, this pasuk comes to teach me that if you're a mesorah, and you feel like for some reason doing it in that order, and I want to do the hakafa, I want to cut the, adjust the peot, and leave a round thing, and then at a second stage, shave the rest, there would be no liability. That's what it comes to teach. All right, that's what Rava says, but we're going to reject this. Umi keti mi katav kera hachi? Would the pasuk tell us that that is permitted? V'ha amar Resh Lakish, kol makom she'atam oseh aseh ve'lo ta'aseh, im ata yachol lekayem et shenehem mutav, v'im lav, yavo aseh v'yidche et lo ta'aseh. Resh Lakish has a general principle that we've seen a couple of times before, that any time you find the application of the rule that aseh overrides a lo ta'aseh, if you can fulfill both of them, then do both of them. We only say that the aseh overrides lo ta'aseh if there's no possibility of performing the aseh without violating the lo ta'aseh, right? But if you can if you don't have to violate, then you wouldn't. And so therefore, it's impossible. The Torah would not come and tell you that you're allowed to cut your peot first and then shave the rest if, without any trouble, you can equally shave your whole head all at once. And if you shave the whole head all at once, and since there's no prohibition, according to Rava, at all, and everyone agrees to that, so you should do it without any prohibition. So it's impossible that Torah would come and tell us, aseh is doche lo taseh, when you don't need to violate the aseh, and therefore we reject this entire line of thinking of Rava. And so, no, it's impossible to say that everyone agrees that it's permitted to shave bald. Ela dekula alma hakafat kol harosh shema hakafa. Rather, we're going to go the opposite way and say both baraitot are assuming that it's prohibited to shave your hair bald, head bald. Uman mokim likra limitche lo ta'aseh va'aseh lav gereda minelan. All right, now we're going to ask on the second baraita. That's the one that says that the pasuk of Rosha is coming to override a lo ta'aseh and an aseh. Good. So I got that you overrode that. But now I have a question. That applies specifically to a nazir mesorah, that the mesorah, nazir mesorah can shave. But how would he, since he uses Rosha for that, how would that Tana learn the general rule that in a simple case, aseh doche lo ta'aseh, right? We need a rule for all cases. That comes up in other contexts as well. So since the first baraita uses Rosh Hashanah for that general rule, good. But the second baraita, where is he going to learn that general rule? And the answer is Yalef Megidilim. We'll learn it from Sisit. Damar Kera Lo Tilbash Sha'atnez V'Tanya Lo Tilbash Sha'atnez Ha Gedilim Ta'aseh Lecha Mehem. There's two pesukim back to back. The first one says you can't wear Lo Tilbash Sha'atnez Semir Ufishtim Yachdav. You can't wear mixed materials of wool and linen. And the very next pasuk says Gedilim that you have to wear Sisit. Why are these juxtaposed? To teach me that if, in general, it's true, you can't wear wool and linen together, but for the sake of sisit, you're allowed to. You can have a linen garment, and you could put wool sisit on it. That's permitted. And this is why is it permitted? Because aseh v'doche lo taaseh. The positive commandment of sisit will override the negative commandment of Sha'atnez. And so the author of the second Baraita can learn it from here. Okay, good. Uma nafke de nafke le merosho, maita la nafke le me gidilim. According to Baraita A, that learns the general rule of aseh, ba'aseh v'dochelot aseh from the word rosho, how come the author of the first Baraita doesn't also learn it from sisit? And that the author of the first Baraita will say, no, I need that pasuk of Gedilim to teach me something else entirely, which is something that Rava taught. The Rava Rameh. Ketiv enatinu al sisit hakanaf, min kanaf petil techelet. Uchtiv semir ufishtim yachdav. He learns that since the pasuk says you should put al sisit hakanaf, it says these two words back to back. The sisit are the fringes, the kanaf is the corner. So, and he learns from there that whatever a material, the corner of the garment is made out of, the fringes have to be made out of the same thing. So if you have wool garment, you have to put wool sisit. If you have a linen garment, you have to put linen. If you have a silk garment, you have to put silk sisit. Okay, semer, and now it also says, semer ufishtim yachdav, back in Devarim, where it compares gedilim ta'aseh lecha and semer ufishtim yachdav, those two pesukim are back to back. So what is that for? Because that pasuk sounds like you have to use wool or linen only for sisit, whereas the pasuk in Bemidbar sounds like whatever it's made out of silk, then you have to use silk. So now we have a contradiction between Bemidbar that says you have to use the same material and Devarim that says you have to use only wool and linen. Hakesad, semir ufishtim potrim ben beminan ben shelo beminan. Shar minin beminan potrin shelo beminan en potrin. So we can reconcile these pesukim by understanding that wool and linen, they can be used for the sisit, for any kind of garment, whether it's also wool and linen or any other kind of garment. Whereas other types of material can only be, you can only use the other types of material, you can only use that for sisit if the garment is also made out of that same item. So, for example, a silk garment, you have a choice. You can put silk sisit, right? But silk sisit, silk strings, can only be used for a silk garment. On the other hand, if you have a silk garment, you can also put wool and linen, right? So wool and linen are universal. They cover any type of garment, including, of course, wool and linen, but you couldn't put silk on wool or on a wool or linen garment. Okay, so that's all that Rava taught, and so the author of the first Braita needs the Pesukim of Sisi to teach me that law about the materials that the strings are made out of, and that's why he needs Rosho to teach me Aseh Doche Lo Ta'aseh. Good. Now, that same author of Braita A that teaches that Rosho comes to teach aseh, doche lo taaseh, in a regular simple case. Da'ate aseh v'dache et lo taaseh va'aseh minelan. Where is he going to learn the rule that a positive commandment, can override both? Because he's still going to need that. You're going to need that. There's two cases we're going to have two prohibitions. One is a nazir, as we already mentioned. He has a negative commandment to shave and a positive commandment to let his hair grow. Also, a kohen has the same law of peot that everyone else had, but the kohen has a double prohibition of naseh and a lo taaseh. Okay, so since the Tana of the first Baraita uses Rosho for the simple case, aseh, doche, lo taaseh, where is he going to learn that aseh overrides a double? Nafkele me zekano. He's going to learn it from the rest of the pasuk in regarding mesora. He has to shave his whole body, and it says rosho and also zekano. Why do you have to say beard? Beard is also part of the body. Why do you have to specify it? To teach me that it overrides even two things, as the following baraita says. Tetanya zekano matamodomar lefishenemar ufat zekanam lo yegalechu yachol af kohen mesoraken tamodomar zekano. The Braita teaches, why do I need to, the word zekano? It seems extra, since a mesora has to, we know he has to shave his entire body. Because it says regarding a kohen, this is in Parashat Emor regarding kohanim, that the corners of their beards they cannot shave, and now he's going to have to shave his beard, right? That's the double prohibition against shaving his beard for a kohen. So you might think that a kohen mesora, maybe he can't shave his beard. That's why it says zekano. Yes, even a kohen mesora can shave all of his hair. All right, so now we solved the problem for the author of the first baraita. Now we're going to turn our attention to the author of the second baraita. Amanda batik de mapik le rosho le ase velo taase. The second baraita that used the word rosho to teach about a nazir mesora. A nazir has both obligations. Lelef mizekano. Why doesn't he use zekano as we just said? Good question. In other words, zikano, which we use for a kohen nazir, and that has an aseh and lo taaseh. So just learn from zikano, and I can apply that to nazir as well. So why do I need rosho to teach me regarding nazir if I can learn it from zikano regarding kohen? And the answer is you can't, because a kohen is more lenient than other prohibitions, because the prohibition of kehuna only applies to kohanim. And so any law that applies only to a subset is going to be more lenient than a law that applies to everyone. So we're going to answer it by saying v'li ta'amich, and according to you, the kamalan be'alma de la ate ase ve'dache lo ta'ase v'ase lelef mi kohen de dache. So according to you, you want to learn nazir from kohen, so then why not learn in general that in all cases an ase can override an lo ta'ase an ase and learn it from a kohen? But we don't do that, right? We do learn in general that ase doche lo ta'ase, just one. But in other cases, most other cases, you do not say atzeh overrides two things, right? It's limited only to kohen. So according to you, why wouldn't you learn from the law of kohen here, from zekano, to all cases in the Torah? You don't, because ela mikohen lo yalfin an mal kohen sheken lav she'eno shaveh bakol nazir mikohen nami la yalef sheken lav she'eno shaveh bakol. Rather, we do not learn from a kohen, because a kohen is a prohibition that does not apply to everyone, applies only to kohanim, doesn't apply to Yisraelim, doesn't apply to women. And so we do not, just like we do not apply kohen to a universal rule, so too we cannot use a kohen to learn to nazir. And that's why the author of the second baraita says, I need rosho for nazir, and I'll need zekano for the kohen. Okay, good. Umantem okim lahay rosho benazir, lamali zekano. So now we're continuing to ask of the author of this second baraita, since you learned rosho that aseh doche lo ta'aseh, even over two things, aseh and lo ta'aseh, so why not just have rosho, that's all, and I don't need zekano, and I'll learn kohen from a nazir. And the answer is miba'ele lechet detanya zekano. Matamodomar lefi sheneemar ufat zekanam lo yegalechu yachol af kohen mesora ken tamodomar zekano. This braita is the same braita we said before. Doesn't answer the question. We're just introducing the answer. The answer, by the way, is going to be that we need the zekano to teach me that a kohen can shave with a razor. Okay. So far we're just bringing the basic derasha that we already had before, that zekano, regarding mesora, why do I need that? The mesora has to shave his entire body anyway, is to teach me that even if he's a kohen mesora, the aseh of mesora overrides both obligations of a kohen. Uminilan debeta'ar. So that part I could have learned from nazir. But here's why I need the word zekano. How do I know that he can, use a razor? De tanya ufat zekanam lo yigalechu yachol af gilecho bemisparai mehechayav tomodomar velo tashchit. אי לא תשחית יכול לקטן בין מלכת ובריהיטני חייב. This paraita is going to contrast to two different pisukim that talk about the prohibition of shaving. We're going to show a contradiction. If I only had the pasuk lo yigalechu, don't shave, so that would mean that the shave with a normal device that's usually used to shave or cut hair. So if I had just this pasuk, I would assume that not only with the razor is it prohibited, also with scissors. Scissors are also a normal way of cutting hair. And that would also be liable if you cut your beard with a scissor. So that's why it says lo tashchit. The word tashchit, to destroy, means only something that will shave it down to the skin. And scissors are not going to shave it down to the skin, so scissors are not liable. But now, if I only had lo tashchit, then I would say, well, what if I use a different item, like a tweezers or a carpenter's plane? These are unusual tools, but they do remove all the hair. Tweezers tweeze out all the hair, and a carpenter's plane that you use to shave wood would sound like painful, but also it would remove all of the hair. So I might think that those things would also be prohibited because they do destroy everything. That's why the other pasuk says, ligalechu, only in a normal manner of shaving, and those are not normal manners of shaving. So ezu giluach sheyesh bo hashchata ve'omer ze ta'ar. What's the only thing that cuts the hair down to the skin and is also a normal manner of shaving? That is with a razor. And so therefore, from the word zekano, the author of the second baraita will learn that a mesora kohen is permitted to shave with a razor, right? Even though that's the main prohibition is with a razor, he is permitted to use a razor. That's why he needs that pasuk. Okay, good. Uman de mapik le lahay rosho le lav gireda lama lil mechtav rosho ve lama lil mechtav zekano. Now back to the author of the first baraita, who learns from the word rosho the simple rule of ase doche lo taase. Why do you need rosho and also zekano? Since he learns from the word zekano that ase doche two things, all the more so, it will doche just one thing. So I have zekano, and I could learn the simple rule from the more complex rule. The next paragraph can be read as part of the answer, as part of the question. I'm going to read it as part of the question, so continuing the same logic. Mashma limitche lav gireda, mashma limitche lo taase vaase, hilkach shakul hu viyavou shenehem. This pasuk by itself, of zekano, we can understand that to that an aseh overrides a simple lav, and we can also apply it to override lo taseh and an aseh. And therefore, since you can teach both of them just the same, let it come and teach both. In other words, all I need is zekano, and that will teach me that a mesorah obligation overrides that of the double of a kohen. And so if it overrides the double of a kohen, I can learn from there the simple case also of a regular person who has only one aseh. Certainly it will override that. Why do I need rosho? And here is the answer. Kohen mi nazir lo yalif. Sheken yeshno b'she'ela. Nazir mi kohen lo yalif. Sheken lav she'eno shaveh bakol. Ube'alma lo yalfinan minayhu mishum de'ikal mifrach kide amaran. Here is a general rule regarding these three categories. Kohen cannot derive from a nazir, because a nazir can go to a chacham anytime and annul. If the chacham agrees, he can annul his vow of nazirut. So that is a leniency regarding nazir. Therefore, nazir cannot be used as a prototype to learn to Kohen or anything else. And similarly, a Nazir cannot be derived from a Kohen, the law of Kohen, because a Kohen has a leniency in that it does not apply to everyone. It does not apply to Yisraelim or women. And therefore, whereas Nazir, now it's true, not everybody's a Nazir, but anyone could be a Nazir. So the law of Nazirut does apply to everyone, Kohanim, Yisraelim, men, women, even children over a certain age. And so therefore, the prohibition of Kohen, since it's limited to only some people, that is a leniency, and I cannot derive the permission for a mesora kohen that he can shave, I cannot use that to learn that a nazir mesora also can shave. So that's why I need a derivation for kohen and a separate one for nazir, kohen mesora and nazir mesora. And in general, I cannot learn from either of these two, from either kohen or nazir, to a regular person that for a regular person, aseh doche lo taseh. That's as a general rule and as applied to a mesora, that a mesora, regular non-kohen, non-nazir, a regular mesora can override the prohibition against shaving his peot. I cannot derive that from either kohen or from nazir, because kohen and nazir have those leniencies that are not true for the regular prohibition. And that's why I need rosho and zekano. Zekano, great, that could apply to a kohen, but it can only apply to a kohen because a kohen is a limited prohibition, but I need the word rosho to teach me that aseh doche lo taseh in general, and including that a mesora can override the prohibition against shaving his head bald. And the conclusion over here is that shaving one's hair bald is, according to both of these baraitot, a prohibition of shaving one's peot. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.